This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And who do we have joining us, Fast Eddie?
Oh, we have got some great people here. We have,
I believe he's going to be the best guest of today.
And also, she said the worst guest of today. And I don't believe that part at all.
All right, let people hang in there. It's going to be a good one.
We have Lisa and Matt Hutton from Airspace Auctions. And their goal is to sell airplanes.
Anybody's airplane.
Anybody's airplane.
Correct.
At a fair market value. Boy, there's something we all want.
All airworthy aircraft on an auction platform. It helps create a timeline where when you know you want to sell your aircraft, you know when it will be sold.
Okay, I'm kind of confused about that. I'm going to list it with you, and you're going to tell me we're going to sell it on Tuesday?
Pretty much.
Okay.
We can walk you through the process if you'd like.
Okay, well, first I have to have an airplane to sell, but yes, let's do that.
So if you're a seller, you come to us, we have a conversation with you. Next step from there is we do a valuation process where I pull aircraft, blue book, and VREF values if they're available, and I also look at current market comps. Then we have a meeting, and we discuss reserve. Most of our auctions do have a reserve. You all have the ability not to do it, but with an aircraft being such a unique item, I strongly recommend putting reserve on it in most cases. If we establish a reserve that we can both agree on, we list the aircraft at no cost to you. Once we agree on the reserve number, we send you a DocuSign agreement to execute. Once the DocuSign agreement is executed, we'll send a photographer or videographer out to your place of business where your airplane is located. And we will take about 150 photos of the airplane. We will take a walk-around video with it running. We digitize all the logbooks. And at that point, we also haul for the FAA desk. We do any NTSB reports if they apply. And we aggregate all that on our website and write a nice summary sheet. Next thing that happens is we start the publication period, which lasts for 30 to 60 days. During the publication period, we list in all the standard publications, Barnstormers, Trade-A-Plane, so on and so forth. We also do a heavy social media push. Believe it or not, most of these airplanes are found through Facebook Marketplace, which is pretty amazing to me.
Yeah, because I don't trust the listings myself, half of them.
Yeah. During that publication period, it's available for people all over the world to come and see the airplane. The viewing has to be at the airplane's location. It's a visual inspection only. We can let you pull the panels, maybe do a compression test, but the whole idea is we're going to have a half a dozen or more bidders on every single airplane. So it can't be a teardown. But we do a really, really good job documenting the aircraft. And honestly, only about 10% of the prospective buyers even ever look at the airplanes. We sell airplanes all the time without even talking to buyers. It's amazing to me.
Well, then it's an online auction, so it might be inconvenient for me to go to California to look at an airplane that I might not buy.
That is correct, but most people in the past, the way we bought airplanes through brokership, people go and view the airplanes or send someone on their behalf to do so. But with our system, we do such a good documenting, that does not happen. So at the end of the publication period, we start the live auction. It lasts for 7 days. We are a licensed auction house, and all the bidders are pre-qualified with earnest money down anywhere from $1,000 to $10,000, depending on the value of the aircraft. You can see the bids escalating, all the action. It's pretty entertaining. At the end of the 1 week auction, the unsuccessful bidders are refunded their deposit within 3 business days. The successful bidder, the seller, and us move over to AIC Title, require all the deals be closed at AIC, where they do the title, escrow, and FAA paperwork. Closing should happen within a week of the auction close. The airplane should be picked up from the airport within 14 days, and it works more than 90% of the time, and we can sell your airplane in 45 to 90 days. No one else can do that.
Wow.
Yeah. You'll forgive me, but this very much sounds like the aviation equivalent of eBay.
Oh, it's way more thorough, though.
Well, it would have to be because of what they're involved with.
Yeah.
But it sounds there are a lot of parallels.
People get sniped in the last 3 minutes, right?
Well, so there are a lot of parallels with eBay in that kind of the general structure is similar. But we do the vetting and making sure that the owner that's presenting it is truly the owner or a representative of the owner and has true legal rights to access it. We have binding contracts, full disclosures, tons and tons of disclosures.
And you verify the airplane is what they say it is.
Yeah, in condition. We have a representative go view the aircraft, or we do it. We do that verification digitally. Typically, with a listing, you'll see a couple hundred images, and something that we do that's really unique is we take a video of the aircraft starting up, walking around, viewing movement of control surfaces, and turning on lights. I even had a bidder diagnose a mag issue from a video on an aircraft that was then fixed in advance of the aircraft selling.
Did he get a discount?
He didn't end up being the buyer, but okay. You know, just the simple fact, just the fact that you can hear and see that much information, that disclosure and the ability to use digital media to bring all of that information out to potential buyers so efficiently is kind of changing the face in the way aircraft are bought and sold.
Right, we can buy with confidence.
Well, not only that, but you mentioned one thing in there, and that's Facebook Marketplace. That is so full of scammers and, you know, untruths and lies.
Yeah, if you were to advertise space shuttle for sale, I might be a bit dubious.
But, you know, eBay is full of scammers also, and there's a lot of airplanes that are transacted on eBay. It's pretty amazing. And,
yeah.
You know, with Facebook, with us, that's kind of the starting point. We direct them over to our website at that point, and that's where all the information is aggregated at. And we're not really like an eBay. We're more like a Cars and Bids or a Bring a Trailer if you're filling with those products.
Yeah.
Yep. And, you know, it's widely accepted. I mean, Cars and Bids did, I'm sorry, Bring a Trailer did $1.9 billion in transactional volume last year.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot of cars.
That's a lot of trailers, yeah. How long have you guys been doing this?
This is a year now, okay. Here at Oshkosh.
Okay. June 21st, 2023 was our launch date.
Wow. Well, you must be doing well.
Yeah, I mean, we sold over 60 airplanes the first year.
Holy mackerel.
That's a fair amount of hardware.
And I hope to do 150 this year.
It's a lot of traveling to check out airplanes. Do you guys do that, or do you have your own representatives?
A little bit of both. You know, I go to the important clients, and but we do send other people out that work for us, and also we use remote photographers at times.
Okay, so you got people in local areas.
Yeah.
Nice. So, you're not going to fly out there to look at a Piper Cub. But
no.
A Gulfstream, you're going to fly out.
That's
there.
That's correct.
What is the most expensive airplane you sold?
So far, it was a Cheyenne 2XL, and it transacted for just under $900,000.
Okay, that's a pretty hefty commission. What is your commission?
So it floats. It starts at 6% below 200,000 and can go all the way up to 1% at 2 million.
That's a nice number at 2 million. You hope to get a couple of those.
We will.
I'm sure you will. You're close already.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it sounds like it could be very interesting. How difficult is it to verify the provenance of the aircraft? You know, there it is. How do you go about verifying it, making sure that it really is what the documentation and everything is?
You know, that's one of the great things about our FAA system is that we have so much verifiable information that's official and government run, and we have open access to that information. And then we go through a process of building a relationship with the owner and verifying that the owner is who they say they are. And if it's owned by a corporation, that, you know, we trace that corporation back to the individual owner and verify all that information. And then, of course, you know, through visual documentation of the aircraft. So we have so much great public data that allows us to do this. It's a little bit more complicated in our international listings because other countries have more specific privacy laws. But there's still that information out there. We just have to dig a little harder to verify ownership in those cases.
How many have you turned down because you could not verify?
So it's not really verification that we have a turn down people for, but we do turn down things that are not desirable. An aircraft I just know that's not going to sell, or the owner has, you know, the idea that his $50,000 airplane is worth $100,000, because that doesn't benefit me, the seller, or the buyer if we're doing that. And that's another reason our closure rate is so high, because we're selective in the deals that we'll take on.
Now, do you ever go and contact previous owners regarding the condition of the aircraft?
We talked to all the previous owners about the condition of the aircraft.
Okay.
That could be a bunch, depending upon how old it is.
Oh, you're talking about all the... No, we do not do that. That would... Okay.
That's actually not entirely the case. There have been a couple listings. This is kind of a stage where it gets turned over into our office, and this is really what I have, what I handle. There have been a number of cases where we have talked to previous owners where current owners have not owned them for that long, and there have been questions about overhauls or fabric recoverings that we've wanted details on.
We're speaking with Lisa and Matt Hutton of Airspace Auctions. Does that include complete AD history, going through all the logbooks, making sure everything is up to date?
So I do not do an AD review myself, but we do have the AD records from the previous annual. I try to put that in all the listings. So okay. There's a lot of data there. And in the end, it is the buyer's responsibility to take a look at all the data and vet the aircraft. You know, we help along. If someone can't find an entry in the logbook, but they can't find the pedo static check, I'll go look for it for them, you know, that kind of thing. But the buyer really needs to look at things himself and vet things himself.
Okay, so it's still buyer beware to your point.
It really has to be.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And of course, before you actually purchase the airplane, you also recommend that you get your own mechanic to take a look at the aircraft.
No, I do not. That's not part of it. If you buy...
Really? It's an auction. You can't spend the time. Okay.
That's how auctions work. I used to be in the heavy equipment business, and you bought it.
It's yours. It's yours now.
It's yours. Yeah. Good luck.
But I tell you, we've not had any unhappy buyers at this point in time, and we do a good job on the front end vetting the product, you know, and walking people through the process. We want them to be happy.
So you would say that you have quality listings.
Without a doubt.
One of our rules, one part of our structure, is airworthy aircraft. So, you know, of course there's varying ranges of airworthiness, but within annual and airworthy, ready to go aircraft.
Duct tape is airworthy, isn't it?
I don't know about that. You might want to talk with someone at the FAA.
So in other words, you're looking for airplanes that have been actively flown. You're not looking for hangar queens or ramp
or
queens.
Or barn finds.
That is correct.
Correct.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you for joining us. We've been speaking with Lisa and Matt Hutton of Airspace Auctions. Website?
AirspaceAuctions.com.
That was a stretch. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.